Hey everybody, Stu Smith here with another Tactical Fitness Report, and we have returning guest Connor Dietz back on the show. Welcome, Connor.
Yes, Stu, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be back on here. It's always a good conversation.
I wanted to pull you back in here, especially since I saw on the Game Time platform you're now doing stuff with Air Force Special Warfare. So if people don't remember, we were on podcast 199 and we walked through the Navy fitness challenge that they have on there. So you have a contract with the Navy. Now you have a contract with the Air Force doing Air Force Special Warfare challenges. So tell me how that whole process happened, because tell everybody what Game Time is all about for the regular athletes, because you're not only a tactical athlete, but as an Air Force officer, but you were a college athlete, played football at Air Force. And because I love the way you've just kind of melded the worlds together, because you deal with athletes on Game Time, but now you're also starting to evolve into the tactical fitness world and deal with tactical athletes. So how is all that going for you at Game Time?
Absolutely. And that's a pretty good tie in yourself. You might be better at articulating than I, Stu. But, you know, at Game Time, our fundamental principle basically is we use technology to do one thing, and that is to better connect athletes with opportunities. So if you look at our platform, athletes could be, you know, a high school football athlete. It could be a collegiate basketball athlete. It could be a rugby player. It could be whatever you want it to be. The opportunity could be, you know, a collegiate football team, right? It could be a rugby team. It could be USA, you name it, or it could be our services, right? The Air Force Special Warfare, Navy recruiting. These are organizations that can provide incredible opportunities for a very specific breed of person and talent, who obviously that would be the athlete. Again, whether that is a traditional athlete in the sense of sport or a tactical athlete, potentially to find their way into to special warfare or a branch of service specifically. So that's kind of a long way of saying we give athletes of all sorts around the globe some of the best tools and technology to really tell their brand and to kind of promote themselves and have great exposure to get in front of all of these organizations that can provide them opportunities in the best light possible. And we provide these organizations kind of some very similar tools and technological capabilities to engage with those athletes. So we like to say that we're the exposure and engagement platform in sports. And again, tactical sports is kind of the new frontier that we're doing where we're working with Air Force Special Warfare.
That's really neat how you've, you know, like I said, just molded the two communities together, because, I mean, let's face it, there are a lot of athletes out there that want to still be doing things, but they're no longer playing the game. Right. So, you know, a military transition or a tactical profession transition is a very logical route to go. If you want to still be physical, use your body, use your mind, you know, work on a team that has a common mission. You know, I see the relations just go so well into, you know, one field into the other.
Absolutely. And it's a lot of awareness, right? I mean, a lot of these athletes have no idea that they, you know, if we, one of the recruiters that we worked with at Air Force Special Warfare, the first question he asked is, you know, if I could ask any young American, and, you know, one question, it would be, do you know what Air Force Special Warfare is? So a lot of it's just awareness, putting the opportunity actually in front of these athletes, where, you know, hey, maybe Air Force Special Warfare is their first choice, right? And this is their kind of pipeline and their bridge to go make it happen. But maybe they have no idea what Air Force Special Warfare is, and call a spade, right? Athletes all get one title eventually, and it's former, right? Yeah. And so, and, you know, in that, you know, whether that career ends at high school or whether that career ends at college, There's a lot of other incredible opportunities out there, and athletes, student athletes, former athletes are some of the you know, we believe one of the, some of the most talented individuals in terms of they're competitive. They know how to work with a diverse team, right? They know how to execute the job and the mission and get it done. And that's a great fold and a great, you know, a great person to have in our military.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've always said that for years. I mean, I get emails every day asking, you know, what should I do to prepare myself for Air Force PJ, right? And he's a 13-year-old kid, right? I'm like, nothing. Yeah. But everything, right? Everything you do is going to prepare yourself for that job later in life because you start playing sports. And you're going to get in better shape. You're going to start training. You're going to start working with people and being able to take negative feedback and work with it and make it make yourself better and build some mental toughness. All those little things being an athlete, you know, go hand in hand with the next level of becoming a tactical athlete. So I
Absolutely.
love the website. It's GMTM.com. And you know, it's just fun to watch, you know, videos of guys like killing a 40-meter dash or, you know, whatever the, you know, discus throwers or, you know, shot putters and, you know, especially right now it's, you know, year of the Olympic trials.
Right.
So there's a lot of people out there that are doing some really cool things. But there's a lot of people whose career will end this year
Exactly
in
right.
some sport. It might be track and field. It might be swimming. It might be water polo. It might be rugby. Whatever those, you know, traditional sports are that are heading to the Olympics, you know, they're, like you said, they are former athletes.
Absolutely. And
So,
that's, you know, talking
looking for
to
jobs.
GMTM.com and what we're doing, we want it to be the home of the athlete. And a lot of people have probably said that before, and you know, this, that, the other, but the home of the athlete in our ends doesn't exist without the opportunity at the end of that. And so, you know, an athlete coming to our platform for Air Force Special Warfare, right, to do a workout challenge, kind of competing with the best, and then find their way to a potential Olympic team or a college opportunity, that's a win. That is a massive success, right? The same fold as a potential, you know, traditional sport at football player, right, coming to our platform, maybe trying out for an Olympic team, finds Air Force Special Warfare, and now they become a potential recruit in military service. I mean, that's a huge win.
Huge.
Those are what we call kind of transfer talent and network effects, right? Where people are coming to the platform because this is where sport and this is where opportunity happen. And so the ability for them to have exposure to a ton of opportunities and a ton of organizations. That's, you know, I think that's the beauty of it. And that's what we're really trying to communicate and be more effective just to the athlete is, hey, if you want, you know, kind of the best ability to be in front of organizations and just be in the know, right, with the different media opportunities, being able to try out, basically to own your data, your content, your information all in one place, GMTM.com is the spot for you.
Oh, that's really neat. You know, and there's so many different places you can go with this too. I mean, just like, you know, like on my website, I've just kind of diversified and I just anything with a fitness test, I write about, right? And so, you know, FBI recruiting, Marine Corps recruiting, you know, special ops recruiting of all sorts, you know, all of those are you know, highly competitive programs that, you know, any little thing that can help you know, stand out in the crowd is going to be beneficial and, you know, help you get better at your preparation as well, because you're going to meet a community of people in this process of seeing guys training really well, and you're going to see guys, you know, what are they doing? And you know, you'd be able to grow with that as well. So it kind of links you into that community, right?
Exactly. And kind of ties in. I mean, the first time we met or connected was me reaching out because of everything you're doing in that world, right? As kind of one of the experts and thought leaders, and you know, everyone looks at you in terms of the tactical athlete, right? What are you know, if you want to be a tactical athlete, you know, you come to Stu's website, you understand everything that you're doing with athletes, you're learning about it, you're implementing that into kind of your daily practice. And so we had a great conversation. And one question I asked from you is, you know, even looking at it from your lens in terms of you know, the Air Force Special Warfare Challenge, right? And what GMTM.com has to offer, kind of as a mentor to so many athletes, I guess, kind of what's the lens or perspective that you see this through and where the opportunity lies or what athletes should be doing as it relates to maybe, you know, this opportunity at hand.
Yeah, you know, my quick answer to that is I think what you have on there now, in fact, we'll show it here right after this. You know, you have the operator test, then you have some agility tests, you have some endurance tests on there. They're just fun challenges, but they're actual, you know, events that you will see in your future training. You know, none of this stuff is just out of the blue. Let's do this. I mean, it's related to your future selection process, you know, pipeline training, you know, whatever, you know, that is to get you know, into those jobs, you're going to see some of these or all of these activities. So I always break things down, especially with tactical fitness, into really the first two phases are you got to get to the training and you have to get through the training. So if you're going to get to the training, you need to that entrance exam that we all take. You know what, you call them a PST, you call them a pass test, you call them a PFT, you call them a CFT, whatever your branch of service calls it, you're going to have to be competitive on that fitness test. And you have to pass it. You have to pass it with certain standards. If you're going in the special ops world, you have to pass it with very high standards. You know, exceeding the standard is the standard in those jobs because it's so competitive. And then you have stuff like the operator test that is you're going to see later in your training pipeline, as well as when you're an active duty PJ or SR or CCT. You know, you're going to see that as the operator test, which is a fantastic test. I mean, you've got great videos in there, and you know, instead of me just talking about it from now on, let's just go see it, right? And you can kind of walk us through this. So.
Absolutely. Well, your statement right there, I took a note of that because that's just too good to pass up. You got to get to it and you got to get through it. I think that's, you know, like even like looking for a job, right? Or showing up on the job, half the battle is just showing up, right? You got to be there to do it. So that's.
Yeah, I just some reason I had it all pulled up. It must have knocked off. Okay, here we go. So can you see that?
Yes, sir.
All right. So this is the, you know, got some Air Force special operators here walking you through this. How cool is that? You know, that you're going to be able to work out with these guys. You know, in the Air Force special operator fitness test, you know, it's given during special warfare prep training, which is right after basic military training. You're going to be taking this test. So it's something you should practice, you know, long before you go to basic training. You should be practicing these events. And they are. Okay. Let's see. I have to scroll down because I have it set up on a different page, but it's you start off with a 3 mile ruck, right? As I recall, it's like a 40-pound ruck. You got a shuttle run that's like the pro agility shuttle run. Got a deadlift. You got max pull-ups. I think that's a max deadlift of 3 reps. So whatever
That's
weight,
correct.
yeah, whatever weight you can do for a total of 3 reps, that's your deadlift. Max pull-ups. It's good to be competitive in that. Farmer carries. That's a hard one. It's not your typical farmer carry, you know, where you just grab a dumbbell and start walking. This is you grab 53 kilogram dumbbells and you run 100 meters for time. I mean, that's
You're exactly right.
a
Yep,
hard
that's
one.
a tough one.
Right? That gets your grip. That you know, you're running with, you know, a lot of weight on. And then you got your mile and a half run for time too. And then you submit it. And that's what this is. And you can put in videos here, you know, with all that. So I mean, these are just such cool stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, and you're hitting on the nail. I mean, this is the main as you're pulling it up here. This is the main page that any athlete any, you know, potential prospect interested in just learning about Air Force Special Warfare and actually wants to participate, can, this is where they're going to land and this is where they're going to come. So again, they can find this anywhere from local recruiters to Air Force Special Warfare to, you know, GMTM.com, obviously. This is kind of going to be out through social media throughout the whole summer.
Oh, good.
But the link is live, and it's, you know, again, this is kind of that one-stop shop where, hey, if you want to learn about Air Force Special Warfare, or if you want to, to your point, compete against the best or just kind of test your mettle, you know, stay active, this is kind of the home for that. So if you scroll down, yeah, to your point earlier, these are the kind of the introductions to it all, and there's the different activities and the different workouts. So the first one is just kind of, hey, welcome to Special Warfare. You can learn a bit about it. And then kind of down below are the true tests, the true workouts. So for athletes, it's as easy as literally click and participate like you did on the operator fitness test, Stu.
Yep.
Watching the video, and then to your point, filming yourself right on your iPhone, right, doing the workout and just uploading it. And when you upload it, what's super cool is you're actually automatically going to get a profile of record that has all of your video uploads, all of your information, social media links. It's really cool. It's kind of that, you know, that one, it's really that true kind of LinkedIn that Stu, you and I would have, but for these young athletes, it's a more interactive profile that is, again, it has everything from content to data information. They can share it, they can promote it, but also, hey, all the best trainers in the world at Air Force Special Warfare are going to be looking at that. And they're going to be kind of engaging with you and evaluating you, which, you know, I think is invaluable for anyone who wants to partake.
Oh, absolutely. Not just for pure, you know, you got a top-notch coach and instructor there, you know, helping you with technique, but just the pure motivation of, you know, uploading that thing and then getting some feedback from people who, you know, what once you're starting to do really well, and I mean, they're going to make an active play, you know, on telling you more about the community to get you interested in coming. I mean, it's a really recruitment platform.
That's exactly right. If you click participate on that, welcome to Special Warfare on GMTM, that top one. So right down here, obviously they have a quick intro video just to learn a little bit about, hey, what is Special Warfare? You know, they just simply click the play button. They can read about it. And then down below, you know, they can submit a video, just kind of almost like an interview. Hey, why am I interested? Hey, Connor Dietz here from Columbus, Ohio. I've been an athlete my whole life. I found myself the Air Force Special Warfare. It's super interesting. You know, I'd love to learn more. That's it. And then down below, there's some specific questions that Air Force Special Warfare wants to know, right? Hey, do you want to be contacted by a recruiter? What's the best way to reach you? And hey, do you have the long blue bloodline in your family, to learn more? So these are all ways to kind of create that better connection, between the prospect and the organization.
Yeah, I love it. And then you got the mission prep workout, which is just a fun challenge, not a particular test that you will see, but all of these events you will see. You will do fireman carries, you'll do buddy drags, you'll do overhead toss, you know, with the medicine ball, you know, that's a classic for the Army one too. And yep. You got flutter kicks, sled drags, sled pulls. The other one, you know, the agility workout challenge is, you know, box jumps, overhead presses, lunges, squats, salt bike. Oh, just having good, just fun, good fun challenges for anybody who likes to get out there and compete. You know, this is where you put your scores up, and let's see how you do against, you know, so many people in the country.
Exactly. And the other thing for any, you know, potential athletes listening, you know, Stu, if you go down and click one of those workouts, you know, even the mission prep, right? Again, you have, you're getting the best education and instruction from these trainers right here, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, you could not ask for better. And then down below, you're submitting to the workout. And that's kind of your video. If there's aspects of the workout that you do, submit those. It doesn't have to be kind of the full thing. It's kind of a very entry level. Hey, submit what you're doing. You know, don't feel overwhelmed or thinking you got to do all of these workouts to the best of your ability. They want to see, you know, where you're at, and they want to meet you there. Mm-hmm. So that's, I think, the biggest thing in terms of when you're submitting, do what you can and get that in there. Cause to your point, you gotta get to it, and then you actually got to get through it. So get here, get to the page, and then submit anything, and let that be your starting point today.
Yeah, it's very well set up. It is very easy to do. Just go make an account, and that's then you go and start searching, and you find all kinds of fun challenges.
You're exactly right. That's
All
perfect.
right. So, any other comments on that before we change focus?
I think that is pretty good. I might just for the fun of it, I may show kind of what the actual what the Air Force is getting to see, which is super cool. So if I am popping in here, I think I can share my screen here. Oh, I might. I think you maybe just if I can.
Let's see.
I think I have rights. Yeah, if I can share access or host
Yeah,
access, I can
you
share. So.
can. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so this is just super cool for anyone to see. Hey, if I'm, well, okay, what are these potential Air Force Special Warfare folks actually seeing? And let's go ahead and take a look here. So here's the agility workout. Let's look at the latest submissions. I put in a test one here for today, just for fun. So Connor Dietz, he submitted. Let's check out his video submission. It's gonna pull up. I can dive in immediately as a recruiter, as someone within Air Force Special Warfare. Look at the activity. Look at the kind of workout that's happening. Right,
Go.
getting a little run in for the agility. And then what's really special here is if I'm an evaluator, right, or someone, I can engage with Connor today. Hey, Connor, great work. Need more explosion, right? This is very cool, immediate feedback that you can kind of expect to receive from some of these top trainers and recruiters across the country. You'll get that feedback. And again, we kind of mentioned your ability to share that, right? I can share that with all my followers on Twitter, right? Hey, I just worked out in the challenge. Everyone check me out. This is a really cool way to engage your audience as kind of your own specific athlete. So that's a lot of fun. And the last piece to that is, again, by participating, you get your profile, right? So kind of mentioned, hey, this is Connor Dees. This is my interactive profile of record where I got all my social media links up here, my Instagram, my Twitter. I got my contact information. Here's my little welcome video about me. And here's kind of, hey, who I am, a little quick intro. So again, it's just kind of the way to say who you are, where you're from, where you've been at. And upload additional videos and content, stats, information. Again, it's all about exposure for these athletes, for the Air Force Special Warfare or other organizations to be able to evaluate you and connect with you. So that's kind of what they see, and so I think it's kind of neat to show the other side of
Oh, that's a really good idea. I
it.
didn't think about showing that part because, yeah, it's really funny because it is a mix of like kind of like YouTube, social media mixed with, Monster, like getting a job, and LinkedIn, you put them all together. It's like all these things together is, it's entertaining like YouTube, but then it's like professional job hunting services like Monster and resume and profile storage and building your brand like LinkedIn. So it's a good little combo of all three of those.
Absolutely. That's another good one. I'm making a note of. Stu, I just have to hire you to come and talk
Hey
for
man, that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for.
me. Absolutely. But that's no, I think that covers it. I think that's a pretty good run through of the event. Thanks for pulling that up.
Man, that's really cool. So, all right, so let's do this. What do you see moving forward? As when your position in this company, right, in your athletic history, your military history, where would you like to see this going? Right now, you have Navy fitness challenges and you have Air Force Special Warfare fitness challenges. I mean, just off the top of my head, I could think of 30 other tactical fitness challenges you could do. And growing this thing out to all the branches of service and other law enforcement and firefighter agencies as well.
Absolutely. And I'll answer kind of before that my answer to kind of the overall vision and what the thought is the first step is providing value to Air Force Special Warfare recruiting today, specifically for this event, right? How can we prove that the transfer portal in terms of athletes to military opportunities is very well, very vibrant, right? We've proved some of these successes. We've had some really cool use cases thus far. We've even seen some athletes come from the military and find their way to Olympics, right? We had a Marine officer who found her way to, she's literally trying out for Team USA bobsled actually at the camp and a part of the roster as it stands. So that organic crossover between sports and military is thriving. It's alive, it's well. And so we kind of view it as our life or as our job to sort of bring it to life a bit more and a bit more into the public eye and really make it actionable, right? How can we make that bridge visible and how can we make that bridge actionable to kind of help organizations and help athletes? So the first part of that answer is just, again, continuing to provide value to Air Force Special Warfare, Navy recruiting through the platform, helping them to truly raise the status quo of future airmen or, you know, future service men and women. That is the goal. I mean, it is to continue to help that build that awareness and build that entry status quo for these, again, men and women coming into our military. Future goals is, yes, obviously, again, we don't, you know, we're pretty athlete agnostic and pretty opportunity agnostic, if you may. And so there's a lot of athletes and a lot of opportunities and organizations, and we want to connect them all. So that includes, you know, there's a lot under the tactical athlete umbrella that you mentioned, Stu, and our goal would be to hopefully provide value to all of them.
Oh, that's awesome. So, you know, I mean, I think the best way is going to get, you know, getting the word out, like, through podcasts like this too, but, you know, other social media and just getting the word out. So what would you tell somebody whose first time they've heard of GMTM, they played high school sports and they're getting ready and they're preparing for Air Force Special Warfare, or maybe another one's trying to be a Marine, you know, what is something that you can tell those folks about GMTM that might help them with their overall preparedness and just, you know, sense of community?
Yeah, I think you just hit it right there with community. I think when you come to GMTM.com, you're immediately coming to a network, right? A network of very talented individuals and very elite organizations. So again, to your point, you got to get to it and then you got to get through it, right? So first things first, take the first step, right? You can't climb the ladder without first, you know, taking a step and reaching, right? That's got to happen. So you know, if I'm a high school athlete right now, and whether I know about Air Force Special Warfare as a great deal, or maybe I just know a little bit, right? Continue to educate myself, right? Plug into that network, learn about it, understand the workouts they're doing, right? Immerse myself in it. And then secondly is participate. I mean, to get, you know, more engaged with an organization, leads to better opportunities, but to do that, you got to engage. I think it just starts with showing up and participating. It's as simple as that. You know, I even think about back in the day when tools like this didn't exist, and I doubt they existed when you were, you know, going and getting ready to go to the Naval Academy, you know, for me to be Air Force is, you know, I had enough people around me that, you know, I was able to connect with in the network, to engage with and learn from, and then, you know, participate in, right? You know, go to a summer seminar or go to a camp or do this or that. We've essentially tried to eliminate even that barrier of entry through GMTM.com. So you can do those three things anytime, any place, right from your living room.
Nice. You know, that's funny because one of the things that I tell people, I write articles about, my most recent article at Stu Smith Fitness is, you know, number one thing you have to do as a recruit or even considering before you even go talk to a recruiter is start doing research, because the last thing you need to do is walk into a recruiter's office and be completely dumbfounded with the process, you know, what you need to bring in there. And then you ask stupid questions like, you know, well, what do I qualify for? If you ask a recruiter that, they're going to say, well, here's what the Air Force needs. Air Force needs this right now. Navy needs this right now. You know, you might make a good nuke. What's a nuke? You know,
right.
You should know all those answers, right, before you go in there. And the research is plentiful. You know, in fact, it's almost too much. But what I've seen over the years is that even though there is so much information out there on the internet, and you will find conflicting information because there are, you know, older articles that may have been outdated, and, you know, standards change, and, you know, programs change and rules change, all that stuff changes over time. And, you know, everything evolves a little bit. And, you know, if you have a question because you see conflicting information, that's a good thing, because you've actually done some research and even discovered there's conflicting information. I love when I hear conflicting information questions. You know, it's the questions like, you know, what are the standards to get in? I mean, that is a Googleable activity, right? And so, you know, one thing I see that, you know, GMTM is really going to be very helpful in providing is really, you know, not only here's the test that you're going to be taking, here, let's see how you compete against others, you know, to see where you are as a candidate. Oh, you know what? I probably need to work a little harder on this because everybody's beating me, right? I'm going to be below average if I do that. And then you get real-time feedback from instructors and recruiters and from each other that's going to just make you smarter and a better recruit.
Absolutely.
That's the most important thing I see for recruits. A recruit's job is research, right? You can't leave it, and you got to take initiative. I mean, how many times you learn about initiative, you know, when you were a cadet?
Oh man, every day, right? If you're not taking initiative, no one else is, right?
So yeah, man. So it's you got to take initiative and figure this stuff out. So nah, man, I applaud you, really. I do with the ability to, you know, take, you know, the things that you know so much about and that you've loved as a journey of your life, blend them together, and now helping people, you know, just get discovered.
Absolutely. Right?
And that's impressive. So
well, we appreciate it. And it's a continuous journey, and we're continuous to solve it. And so we look forward to, you know, continuing to do things with you, Stu, to further this mission. And it's the same mission you're on. And that's what makes a podcast like this and so fun is because it's seamless. We understand, we're so passionate about it. And it's special when it works and when it comes to life. So we're most excited, you know, for all the athletes out there, all the potential prospects out there, to your point, do the research, learn about it, engage with it. And again, you'll be surprised with the results if you do those things.
Nice. All right. So everybody, check out GMTM.com. That's short for Game Time, but pretty much all your branding is GMTM.
Yep.
GMTM.com, and check it out. I'm telling you, it'd be worth your time and you'll have fun with it. I mean, it's going to be a fun little thing to challenge, whether you're interested in the military or not, or you just want something. You know, you're looking for a different challenge, because a lot of us need the motivation of a challenge ahead of us in order to train. Like, not everybody needs that, but there are people who like, man, I can't even run unless I got a 10K plan, you know, 2 months from now, you know, so it's one of those things. You sign up for a 10K. Well, I guess I better run now. You know, some people are like that. Some people aren't, but you know, whatever floats your boat is, you know, you can find something over there on GMTM to help you out. So once again, absolutely, Connor, thanks for joining me on Tactical Fitness Report. I hope to do more of these with you when you tell me you have other branches of the service to discuss as well. And we'll just keep pumping these out because they're a lot of fun. I do appreciate it.
No, that sounds great. A lot of success stories to come, and those will be fun to talk about. Stu, thank you very much for your support in education and awareness for everyone out there. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and work with you. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you. Everybody, check out GMTM.com. You got questions about the written word, you know, you can go to StuSmithFitness.com. All right. We'll see you later.